Hey guys, welcome back to SciTech Podcast. This is Charu Kalra, and today we are going to discuss about superhumans. Stephen Hawking said superhumans will replace us. Was he right? Are we all going to be replaced? Stephen Hawking apparently thought so. In the grand tradition of famous physicists making claims about subjects beyond their scope of expertise, the great British theorist left behind a collection of essays in which he speculated about and predicted the human future. In one essay published on October 14 in the Sunday Times, Hawking argued that humanity risks being replaced by genetically modified superhumans. Well-intentioned research designed to improve human health and human life, he wrote, will eventually be corrupted. People will start to modify humans to live longer and smarter, or be more aggressive and dangerous. Once such superhumans appear, there are going to be significant political problems with unimproved humans who won't be able to compete. Hawking wrote, presumably, they will die out or become unimportant. Was Hawking right to worry about this sort of dystopia? The physicist framed the problem in startling terms, but he's not alone in worrying that humanity is wandering into dangerous territory as genetic technologies improve. Right now, the gene editing available for humans almost exclusively treats severe medical problems for incurable deadly diseases. Doctors have altered people's genes to prevent those diseases from progressing further. This has sometimes been successful, as Life Science and previously reported. There have also been early experiments in China into germline gene editing, making genetic changes that can be passed down from one generation to the next. In order to prevent parents from passing genetic diseases to their children, bioethics have raised concern about where all this is headed. The most immediate concerns, though, aren't about superhumans. The first problem with gene therapy is that it's just not that well understood. According to National Human Genome Resource Center, researchers don't yet know all the possible side effects of gene editing or the risk of those changes being passed from one generation to the next. Relatedly, according to NHGRI, in germline gene transfer, the person being affected by the procedure, those for whom the procedure is undertaken, do not yet exist. Thus, the potential beneficiaries are not in a position to consent to or refuse such a procedure. However, if gene editing were to become widespread, there's a risk it would be available only to the wealthy, and that effort to prevent genetic diseases could blur with efforts to create enhanced human. According to National Institute of Health, the University of Missouri Center of Health Ethics similarly published a document online raising the possibility that effort to weed out genetic diseases could de facto lead to eugenic eradication of disabled people from society. And according to the center, in society where human beings are enhanced, previously modeled of human risk being obsolete, echoing Hawking's fear. But closer, a bioethical argument gets to the world Hawking envisioned, the vaguer the prediction becomes, because the science is still a long way off from the point. And right now, its sort of conversation often amounts to confusion, care-mongering, said Matthew Willman, a biologist and director of the Plant Transformation Facility at Cornell University. I was frustrated to read what Hawking wrote, Because to me, if you want to scare people about a technology that has some amazingly positive benefits for humankind, you'd make predictions like that, he told Life Science. It's theoretically possible that Hawking's world of superhumans could emerge, Willman said. Could it happen? Yeah, but there's a lot going on to prevent that from happening, he said. Scientific institution and government are developing strict ethical codes and laws that would regulate gene editing, he pointed out. And those laws would be incredibly difficult to circumvent through the world, noticing. In the TV show Orphan Black, a cable of scientists decide to edit and enhance a group of cloned babies. And all the scientists need is money and willingness to do evil things. But the reality, Willman pointed out, is that genetic is too complicated and confusing for that to work. You can only do editing when you have information about how the genes work, he said. In his research, he's able to create plants with specific genetic traits only by first creating lots of plants with damaged, deadly, or otherwise screwed up genes. Over time, he and his colleagues figure out which genes do what, and therefore how those genes need to be modified to get the results they want. But that's not possible, he said, because, as I often say, plants don't cry. A similar project in human beings would take far longer and be, if not unimaginable, difficult to pull off in a modern society. So was Hawking right to worry about a new species of superhumans replacing our own? It's hard to definitely say no, but it's probably not going to happen anytime soon. And there are no more pressing ethical concerns in genetics to worry about in the meantime, Willman said. So that was all, guys. Tell me in the comments what you think about the future technology. This is me, Charu Kalra, signing off.